With this evening's liturgy, we begin another Advent season. And once again, I imagine many of you are scratching your heads and wondering what this season is all about. The church tells us that it's a time of preparation. But preparation for what exactly? The easy answer, of course, is that we are preparing for Christmas. But that's not quite accurate, is it? We don't need to prepare for Jesus' birth. That happened already, more than 2,000 years ago. Besides, there's something more serious, even urgent, about Advent. In fact, Advent is the time of the year when, with laser-like focus, we fix our attention on that day of the Lord when Jesus will return. That day of the Lord when this world as we know it will come to an end and will become the kind of place that God has always dreamed it would be. That day of the Lord when you and I will finally grow into the kind of people that God has always wanted us to be. If you think I'm mistaken about this, just check out our liturgy. It is replete with subtle clues meant to draw our attention to that next and final coming of the Lord. First, the liturgy gets stripped to bare bones. We banish flowers from the church and put away our more colorful vestments to clothe ourselves in subdued purple. It's our way of saying, right now we cannot be distracted. We need to concentrate all our resources on that day of the Lord's coming. Our Advent hymns give voice to our yearning for Jesus' return. Maranatha, come, O Lord, and set us free, as we sang in our first reading, in our first hymn. Our scripture readings urge us to keep our eyes peeled and our ears alert. Stay awake. Keep watching, for the Son of Man is coming when you least expect. Our holding back from singing the Gloria soberly reminds us that we have not yet achieved victory over evil in this world, that we are still thick in the struggle against homelessness and racism and dehumanizing poverty. Nevertheless, in faith, we Christians cling to the belief that Jesus is coming and that when he comes again, he will usher in an awesome period of healing, of peace, of justice. That first reading from Isaiah assures us that when the Lord comes, people will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In other words, no more strife. No more contention. And since all those resources that went into weapons of war will now be spent on plows and pruning hooks, there will be no more hunger or poverty in the world. At long last, every person on earth will thrive on the fruits of God's peace and bountiful creation, even people in Haiti and in Syria and Iraq. But is that just pie in the sky thinking? A soothing tranquilizer to help us muddle through these dark days until Jesus comes again? Well, it is if we think that all we have to do is to sit back and patiently mark time by lighting Advent candles and singing, Come, O Lord, and set us free. No, my friends, Advent calls us to a more active engagement than that. A more deliberate effort on our part to bring about the peaceable kingdom that Isaiah heralded. In this evening's second reading, St. Paul warns us, you already know what time it is. It is time for you to wake up, for the night is far gone. The day of the Lord is nearer than you think. Therefore, lay aside the works of darkness and start walking in the light of Christ. No passive waiting there. Get moving, St. Paul implores. In the opening prayer, which I prayed on your behalf, we begged God to give us firm intention and steadfast willpower so that we might run toward this Christ who is coming with our hands already flush with righteous deeds and works of justice. That, my sisters and brothers, is our task for the next 28 days, to strive earnestly to offer God some token work of justice that says, "See, Lord, I too want to do my part in bringing about your peaceable kingdom." Over the next 4 weeks, our liturgical prayers and hymns will teem with the word peace. That ought not surprise us. After all, it was the Lord's parting gift to us, and it continues to be the Lord's most ardent desire for us. "Peace I leave you," says Jesus. "My peace I give you." Perhaps that is where our Advent journey should begin this evening, by asking ourselves, where in my life right now is peace languishing? In which relationships is peace withering? With whom have my efforts at peace and forgiveness become so feeble as to almost sputter out? Only when we have answered those questions can we allow God to heal our hearts and to move us with firm intention and steadfast willpower toward offering each other that gift of peace, which is the only gift that will satisfy God in this Advent season.